Good evening, 7 o'clock, it's time for the regular town board meeting. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Noonan.
Here.
Councilmember Killian.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Fish.
Here. Stand for the pledge, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda, set public workshops or meetings of any kind. And I need a motion to set a special town board meeting for Friday, January 26th at 9 a.m. for the sole purpose of approving the supervisor to sign the contract for the Moreau Emergency Squad.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion on that, by the way?
I will not be in attendance, but I think you'll have a quorum. So.
Okay. First public comment period. This time is for public comments related to tonight's agenda. Please come to the podium, state your name, get 5 minutes to address us. You may or may not respond, but we're here to listen and help. And for your listening and dancing pleasure. Anybody? Item number two, old business. The organizational meeting, we tabled one of the items for further investigation. Our town assessor was able to give us information that we needed. We're ready to move on this. Looking for a resolution setting the annual payment per megawatt for payment in lieu of taxes, pilot agreements, pursuant with the Moreau Town Court, Chapter 63, Section 6H, shall be $900. In the event this amount exceeds the amount that would otherwise be payable as taxes, but for the exemption under Real Property Tax Law 487, the assessor has the ability to negotiate the per megawatt amount subject to the final approval and the agreement of the town board. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
So we tabled it because I raised the question about whether it was enough. Would we be selling the town short if, in fact, you know, there was value, more value there? Our assessor is here, and I did speak with her at length following that meeting. And part of the reason why it was kind of easy for us to pass through this evening was some of the feedback I received from her. She basically stated that this isn't really an opportunity for the town to make any more money than is available to be made than what they would have collected in taxes anyways from the utility. Leah's here. I don't know if they want to talk any more about it or if we're good. We're good. So it's up to you if you want to kind of explain that in more detail.
You are correct. We are not allowed to collect any more in a pilot agreement than they will be taxed regularly on roll. They will be tax exempt through a solar and wind exemption when they do construct their panels. They'll pay no taxes except for special districts. That's why we do imply a pilot agreement to get some sort of taxation out of them. And finance sets up a solar valuation model for me to follow to assess them. Using that current model and our tax rate is how I came to this $900.
Thank you.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The last item of the organizational meeting was a question about why paid family leave was not listed as an employee benefit. My office looked into that. The answer is the municipalities are not required to provide paid family leave act like private businesses do. Two supervisors ago, the town board decided not to take action and to opt in for paid family leave. Therefore, the town opted out.
Thank you.
Item number three, or I'm sorry, yeah, item number three, Highway Department request. Superintendent's looking for a resolution to hire Michael Larry as a temporary employee at $19 an hour as per the organizational meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Chris, when are you looking for a start date?
As soon as Jeff Reed can get him through the medical and his back contract.
Superintendent.
So I
physical and background check.
Sounds like you don't know idea for start date then. No, I don't know if
for I mean it's part time, it's on call.
Okay.
So February 1st.
Was it, I think it was your motion, I thought it was mine. Was mine? Alright, I'll assume my motion, I'll make a motion to approve Michael Larry as a temporary employee at $19 an hour starting February 1st, 2024, pending a background and medical exam.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. That all you got, Chris?
For highway, yes, sir. For highway, yes.
Agenda item four, transfer station request. Resolution to hire Donna Estabrook, part-time transfer station attendant at the rate of $15 an hour.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
The same question as last time. Start date, Chris?
I'm looking for the possibly the first Monday in February.
First Monday in February will be the 5th.
The 5th.
5th.
Please.
Okay. Maybe a physical also, right?
Yes.
Depending on the physical and the background check. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Item number five, Recreation Department request. Update on recent events.
I can jump in on that. Jeremy had some family stuff that I told him to go home and take care of. So he was going to address the board about the recent events that have taken place in the park, potentially looking at some more cameras. This has to do with the car larcenies, people in the park after hours, I guess some... maybe not following directions of our rec staff to stay off of closed sections of the park, being the ice rink, being the hill, starting bonfires in the park. I spoke with Jeremy, and when I first heard this, you know, he did use the words, you know, we had children, we had kids in the park. From my understanding and talking with Jeremy, these are 18-year-olds, and the other group that was on the ice were actually believed to be in their late 20s or 30-year-olds. So it's not that our staff by any means is telling a young group of kids that, oh, you can't come out here, you can't do this. These are adults that are just not following direction of the staff. I guess Jeremy is looking for an update. He doesn't know if potentially looking at some more cameras over in the bull section. Of the park, our two cameras that we approved at the end of 2023 came in today. We have to get them picked up, we have to get them on a pole, we have to get them installed. Hopefully that would help potentially with this car larceny incident of the purse. I don't know if it's going to fix our other solutions. I think he's coming to the board just to put it on our alert that this is happening. I know that Councilman Donahue sits on the director committee with me, and we're going to meet with him to try to come up with some solutions for the board, but he felt it was important to at least let us, the entire board, know in full these details and the public. So any suggestions or anything through, please feel free to reach out to Councilman Donahue or myself or
the public if you have any concerns or outside suggestions. I did read some comments, and I did think there was some good ideas that were brought forth by the public how to address this as well. So thank you, and I look forward to getting back to everybody.
Thank you, sir. Item number six, the GAR contract. Authorizing the supervisor to sign it. This contract was not part of the organizational meeting, but has been budgeted for. Tom Assessor's in favor of continuing to use GAR for their assessment services. We're looking for a motion to approve the supervisor to sign this. I think you all got a copy of what that entails. And we're looking at a fee of $47,500 this year for their services. That's right in line with the last couple of years, and there hasn't been any increase or anything. So we're looking for a motion to pass that. So move.
Second.
Any discussion?
No, I just think it's a good it's good for our town to engage the use of GAR with the assessor's office. The assessor's office is probably one of the more important offices that we have in town, and I think if we can offer that assistance where needed, I think it's great. It's good, and GAR has always been good for us, and it's been keeping us in a great spot with everybody across the board, top controller, everything. So I'm okay with it.
Sure. Anybody else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Item number seven is the fire department contract, and that's tabled until the 13th, meeting on the 13th of February. Number eight, the emergency squad. Of course, we tabled that until the 26th at 9 a.m. And then time we will sign that and take care of it. Item number nine. Planning board appointments. At this time, we're not bringing any names forward to positioning a planning board chairman. John Arnold has agreed to continue as the acting chairman and will reevaluate things in 6 months. Alternates, we're taking applicants for both the planning and the zoning at this time, and we will work, we will move on them at the next meeting. Any questions that anybody has on that or any comments?
Nope, I think it's good for us to table that for the future, because if we've got more of these resumes and applications coming through, it gives us all a chance to reach out and interview these people. And maybe if we could just get an email, they're persuaded to then fill an application so that we have all uniform paperwork for everybody. I think that'll be best for the whole board to be able to see information.
That works. Item number 10, Association of Towns Training in New York City. I just recently went to that down here in Albany, and it's very well worth the going to. New York City is about the same that I went to down here, a little more in depth. And I will not be attending that, but I would like to make a motion to approve Mark Stewart to attend the Association of Towns Training in New York City and authorize payment of the registration fees and hotel room transportation to and from the event not to exceed $1,500.
So moved.
I'd also like to make a motion to designate Mark as the representative of the town to cast a vote of the town at the annual business session of the Association of Towns.
So moved.
Right.
Any discussion?
I just look forward to Mark coming back and bringing all that knowledge with him and be a turnkey trainer for all of us, Mark.
My wheelbarrow is parked outside the office from all the knowledge I got.
All right. So.
No, I think it is important. I've spoken with many attorneys. I've spoken with other board representation, board appointees. Queensbury appears to be sending a large group to go to it. I think with the direction and the growth in this town, I'm looking forward to gathering that training and bringing it back to the public. So I appreciate the support.
Being at the one last week for 3 days, I can reiterate that there's a lot of information that they pack into those 2.5 days, and it's well worth. There'll be stuff that you'll hear and you think you'll never use, and then all of a sudden somebody's talking about it, and it's very helpful and very good, and you meet a lot of people that are in the same boat that you're in. That, you know, they're learning that kind of stuff, so I think that's a good thing. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Do I need to abstain, Malcolm? Do I need to abstain from that?
Sorry?
Do I need to abstain from that, or can I vote in favor?
No.
I can vote in favor. Aye.
Item 11, RFPs for legal services. We, at this time, we're not really represented for our sewer services that we need to be represented for, and we need to look at some engineering issues that kind of go along with that, and we'd like to send out RFPs to see what we can find out there and can help us out. Our present council does not represent us in the sewer department, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
So can you call the Can you clarify? I'm here, it says town doesn't have engineers.
Pardon me?
Are we looking for council or are we looking for engineers?
Both.
Oh, okay. Just
looking for both. We're looking to send out RFPs for council, for our sewer, and engineers for...
That's fine. I just noticed right here it says engineer, so I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah,
we were doing both. I guess I'm a little confused. We are... I mean, I guess I'm...
Just for the sewer. So the sewer...
This is just... So, sewer...
No.
Council for the sewer. Okay. Fair enough. Gotcha.
The engineer part of it is different from what the council...
No, I know. I just didn't... I didn't see it on here. That's why I was a little confused on that. Okay. Sorry. I'm back in line here.
Motion to approve sending out the RFPs for the... sewer engineer and sewer guy.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Noonan.
Yes.
Councilmember Killian.
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart.
Yes.
Councilmember Donahue.
Yes.
Supervisor Fish.
Yes. Item number 12, supervisor's items. Given that the deputy clerks have been putting in a lot of necessary extra hours to do a job at clerk's office during tax collection time and dig out of a hole that they realized existed after January 1st, I would like to get a motion authorizing overtime pay for the period January 7th through the 20th and going forward as the town clerk deems necessary while the office catches up. At the same time that this has been going on, it should also be noted that former town clerk Leanne McCabe has been in the office multiple days volunteering her time trying to help the clerk's office get everything back in the same running order that it had been in.
I make a motion to approve. I do know that our town code states that we have to approve any overtime. So I make a motion to approve the overtime in the town clerk's office as deemed by New York State labor law.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes. I'm just wondering if it would be better and maybe more effective if Leanne would possibly be interested in, you know, for maybe a week or two or something to help these guys get back on track as far as, you know, if she would be interested in... Or we can actually pay her, or, you know, moving forward. I don't know if that's possible.
I believe that topic has been approached, and my understanding is she is respectfully declining any sort of compensation for this, and it's just helping out the town. I guess I would, one of us can reach out to confirm that, but I think at this point she's just it's just helping out. That aspect.
Great. Thank you.
Motions?
So moved.
Second.
Any more discussion? favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Also, the town attorney's contract extension expires on the 31st. I'm looking for a resolution authorizing the supervisor to sign the contract for the duration of 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
I think it's a good move for us to have agreement on this because we have a lot in the works, and the firm has been providing proper legal counsel in an effort to keep us on the right track and keep our projects going and representing the town as we request. So I think it's fine.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The last thing I've got in the supervisor's items is that the board recently had a meeting with the attorneys. And we received advice regarding zoning code, including our industrial districts. What I'd like to do at this time is open up a discussion by the board on the industrial districts. The board can have an open discussion regarding a temporary pause in building in our industrial areas.
Well, I'll start us out. We got a memo from Jim Martin, who's a zoning coordinator. And Jim has been working on updating the zoning in the town for quite some time. And I want to thank him. He's worked very, very hard on it. He pointed out to the board in the memo that he sent us that I was really surprised at what he told us. He told us that the new schedules for districts M1A and M3 had not been substantially reviewed or adjusted since the original adoption of the current zoning law, here we go, in January of 1989. So his suggestion was is that we might want to take a look at those. We also wrote in here that since these dates, the town has completed and adopted two comprehensive plans, one in 2008 and one in 2019. So we have not looked at our zoning in those areas for nearly 30 years. We've had two comprehensive plans since then. I believe we have to stop, take a look, and see what we have to do to update the zoning in these areas to coordinate with our comprehensive plans that we came up with in 2019. So, you know, I'm all for pausing any development in those areas. So we can sit down and take a look and see, because a lot of things have changed in 30 years. You know, the idea of what we want and what the people want here in the town row as far as development have changed in the last 30 years. So we have to look at these things and try to get this zoning updated to coordinate with our comprehensive plan, what our vision is for the town row. So I'm all in favor of pausing development in these areas, M1A and 3 or 2, which passes on here, 2, and until we can take a good look at it and update our zoning regulations and stuff in those areas to more come in line with what our comprehensive plan is.
I would add, and this would be a question towards council. Not only just has it not been updated, but with the comprehensive plans in 08 and 2019, my understanding is it's actually, this should have been looked at prior to now. It should have been in coincide.
Something the prior board could have looked at, yes.
Okay. So I would echo what Councilman Donahue just stated, the professional opinion of Jim Martin bringing this issue before us, and again, I would be in favor of such action, and I would look for council to direct us in the next steps after discussion of how we could take this if we have the majority on this.
So just for clarity, again, this would be for all zoning going forward, like how will this affect current stuff? Obviously, we have a lot of energy being spent on the current project in the industrial park, the Sertuk Biochina application, would something like this slow that down, or is this future beyond that, or is it to include that?
If the board directs us to put a pause on actions while we review the zoning in the industrial zone, that would affect Biochar, yes.
So it would any project that was still, that hasn't received final approval yet, any project with final approval.
My understanding that project has not received final approval, and as everybody knows, DEC is conducting public hearings next month with regard to that application.
Yeah, and that said also, I'm reading literature from 1978, you know, to get up to par as far as what's happening in our whole town. It's been so long since anything's been updated. You know, we really need to look at this and be aware and digest, you know, what's happening here. You know, so I think it's a good thing there too. That there's so much documentation to read. You know, and we all have to, you know, agree based on what's happening and any resolution or anything else that's happening. There's just so much there that needs to be digested. So I think it's a good thing.
So, just would we, question for council, would we find ourselves in a legal battle if we go forward with something like this?
I can't predict that. If we pause in developing the industrial park, any application, anything going on in the industrial park is paused. Biochar is one of those things. I don't know that it would necessarily precipitate legal action. It might. The town has a right to review its zoning.
Yeah.
As Councilman Donahue pointed out in the memo from Planner James Martin, this has been something that's been not done for a long time. And it's something that the board should address or could address if they choose.
I would agree with that. And again, this is taking, giving the board the chance to look into this law. This is, three of us have gone through a moratorium before. The purpose of this is to evaluate our zoning laws and make sure that they fit the town of Moreau and every other aspect of it for those districts. Having brought to our attention that it hasn't been for 35 years now, hasn't been addressed, I think we should do our due diligence, and I would make a motion to direct council to draft that law and begin the process.
What are you talking about?
We'll do what the board directs us to do. We want to move forward with a possible follow necessary procedures to get that law before the board and the public and make it for me.
So, from us, do you need anything further than that, besides the direction to begin the process of drafting, beginning the process of drafting that law?
That's right.
Okay, so you just need that way. I made the motion in a second.
I believe that this is something that's come along that's been needed for a long time. It has to do with zoning in all of our industrial zones, all our industrial areas, which also includes down past the Northway, down past exit 17 toward the sand pit down that way. That's all industrial down there. And in order to protect our lands and everything, it's a vital thing to get these comprehensive plans and these zones cleaned up. And Jim Martin has worked very hard for the last 3 years to clean up the zoning in the town. And the last area that's he's actually going to work on is the industrial area, which includes our industrial and our solar, which would be, you know, something else that has to be addressed down the road. But definitely, it's something that's kind of need, and I believe that this is the right path to go. And you put a pause on what's going on, you straighten up everything, and let the chips fall where they may, so to speak. So, if that's something that everybody wants to do, then I would say the same thing that Mark does. I would direct council to please, you know, get the ball rolling and start the process. It's not, this is at its infancy stage. This isn't something that's going to happen tomorrow. It's going to take some time. This has to go to our planning board, if I'm not mistaken. It has to go to the county planning board for approval. You're looking at probably March before we'd be able to actually invoke what is known as a moratorium, but you know, put your paws in place, so to speak. But
we would be at the scheduling of those two boards, and I do believe it's the last or third Thursday of the county meeting, so we would be well in February for that one.
Yep,
sure.
Yep. And we got to have that in 2 weeks before the county board meeting in order to do that. So
right.
we have to be diligent with getting this done. So with that,
that's just one last comment. I mean, I'm 100% in favor of looking at code that hasn't been revised since the 80s or 90s. I think it's the only right thing to do. If we're going in that direction, I can be there. But I as the wording comes out, as I read it, obviously I have a lot of questions for council to see where it's leading us and what path it's leading us down. It is important to look at what's happening in the industrial park. But to be clear, it's an industrial park, and we can still maintain the ability to have businesses coming into our industrial park. So,
correct.
I think that our zoning certainly should be cleaned up if we're using those words, and I look forward to future discussions about this.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody all right?
We need to vote on the motion.
Yeah, we need to vote.
Right? Yep. Roll call.
Councilmember Noonan.
Yes.
Councilmember Killian.
Yes.
Councilmember Stewart.
Yes.
Councilmember Donahue.
Yes.
Supervisor Fish.
Yes. Public comment period number two. This is for public comments. If you'd like to bring before the board, please come to the podium, state your name and address. We'll have up to 5 minutes. We ask that you be respectful of everyone in the room and address the board and at each other. And we will not tolerate any personal attacks on anybody. Anybody want to talk to the board?
Good evening. Reed Antis, 11 Paris Road. Could you just elaborate a little bit what happened in the town clerk's office? Because I've noticed that there's no minutes to planning board for 2023 except for January, and there's no minutes for the ZBA for the year 2023. So you've got a whole year with no minutes been approved for either board.
I can't answer what went on in any of the zoning or planning board meetings why minutes aren't taken, but I'll get an answer for you and I'll have it at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Gina LeClaire. Thank you very much for putting a pause on this. And the whole process of sitting at the planning board, and I had people contact me. I couldn't answer questions from them. That you're right, the zoning needs fixing. We have a traffic study in that area down by that industrial park that's 25 years old. I did some checking, just off, drove around and tried to figure out how many people, and there were hundreds of residences when you consider the apartments on the corner of Bluebird and Main Street there. There's hundreds of people there, and there's new developments. I commend you. I mean, the traffic study alone was something that should have been updated. If you would look at that also in the areas around the industrial areas of town, that would be wonderful. I commend you for New York. I know people used to kid me and say it's a big party. It was never a big party when I went with the people that I went with. You get a lot out of it. You get ideas that you never knew about, and you get information that seems to always come in handy somewhere shortly after the meeting. So, great. Yeah. I'm glad you're
going. One of the people I was referencing that spoke to me about how highly effective and how much you learned from.
I did learn more than I ever thought I would.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
Thank you for going.
Good evening. Dana Charpentier. I live across the street, 348 Reynolds Road. Before I begin, congratulations on your nominations. Chelsea and I know each other a little bit. I have just a few questions. I'm very curious about the yellow house over here. Does the town own it? This one right here.
Jeffrey address. Yes. That's the recreation office.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is anybody living in there?
Nope.
No.
Why are the lights on at night? I'm just curious. Yeah, it'd be nice because I'm complaining too much, but I'm out back in my hot tub, sorry, and the lights are blowing right in there. I'm just wondering if we could maybe cut those lights. That's one little item.
Was there cars in the yard?
Yeah, and every once in a while there's cars in there.
Security, maybe? So people are concerned?
I don't know. There's a guy, I thought somebody was living in there, I'll tell you the truth. It was kind of interesting. My next item is the solar panels. Are we making money on these? Are we using that electricity? How is that all working? Because they've been there for a while. I'm just curious. I'm very curious as to, are we reaping benefits from these things over here? Does anybody know?
We can look into it, but the last I knew, I don't believe the town was making any money off of those. But we can get a better answer for you then. I think at one point, a few years back, it was determined that whatever was supposed to be sending credits to something was not even working. So we can get I think that was fixed, but we can get a better answer on that.
So it definitely reduces our cost, you know, based on kilowatts.
Right. Are we using it for this building? Is it actually for this building, or are we just selling it back? And
we are using it here.
Okay. So is it cost effective? I mean, I'm just curious.
Yeah,
we bought those and got it in a sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We'll have to look into it there too to see what's apples to apples here.
Yeah.
And, you know, based on what we're using and payback per kilowatt.
All right. I'm very curious about that because I see them all the time. And my last bit of a question. This is is it federally funded, this school here, is it a Head Start, or what is it, who funds that? Does anybody know? Like a
it's Head Start. It's Head Start.
Yeah.
The government they rent the building to the town. The building's rented by the town to the Head Start program.
Okay. So, which leads me to it, I look across the road and I see a lot of times people almost getting rear-ended going into this place because it's a thoroughfare. This road is a demon. We all know that. Is there any way, and I think I asked this back about 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, that we can, it's probably a state thing, I would imagine, to lower the speed limit to, say, 45. Because trucks flying down through here don't go 55, they go 60 or whatever else.
I'll speak on the fact of other areas that have gone down this. It's 100% New York State DOT. We have a school to the south of us in the town of Wilton that's on a 55 road directly in front of a barracks that was involved in a major tragedy. And there was major push to get it changed. There was the studies, and it did not get changed. And there's a firehouse right there as well. There's an elementary school, and there's a police station, and I guess it would be ACE, I believe. It would be a distribution center. It did not get changed. It is one my understanding of this, and perhaps I can jump in, but it's 100% New York State DOT. And they've gotten pushes before to change it. But I guess the supervisor and the board has always drafted a letter of concern. And I think that's about as much as our authority.
I was going to say, if you're in school, a daycare, or not a daycare, but a Head Start school,
right?
In a firehouse right here in a municipal building, I mean, we could try to draft them a letter and see if they, drop the speed limit or not. We'll find out.
Those are the best. Those are the best. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Anybody else?
Gentlemen, you don't know how lucky you are. You short-circuited much of my remarks tonight with the announced pause. So I'm going to be very limited. I have some questions about the pause, if you could answer or as best you can. I would really appreciate it. How long is the pause envisioned for? Or have you given that much thought yet?
That has to be discussed with council, but I would say probably 6 to 9 months.
Okay.
You don't want to go over a year, is that right, council?
That's generally what the courts have upheld for something like this, about a year.
All right. Thank you. As you know, there are hearings, DEC has hearings, a virtual one on February 7th, a in-person one, I believe, at South Glens Falls High School on the 8th. Local citizens are mobilizing as we speak to oppose the biochar project, and they plan to speak. Will the town board notify the DEC in advance of the consideration of a pause? Because it will impact much of what is said on those two nights.
Well, we're not even close to putting anything on paper.
Well, it's going to come up at the meeting.
So it might
be worth notifying the DEC that it's under consideration, as opposed to I'm planning to speak, as I know are a number of people in this audience. It might be worthwhile for the town, the official town board, to alert the DEC that this is under consideration. Just a suggestion. It's going to be said, I guarantee it.
Sure.
And you're going to hear from Raymond Appy, I'm certain, when he hears about it.
Well, here's the thing, is that the action we're taking as far as the pause isn't to directly affect any projects, any current projects, future projects. The pause is purposely to look at our zoning. Nothing more, nothing less.
I recognize that.
Right.
And
that's why I wouldn't want to get into something where, the DEC is going to be talking about biochar project. I don't want to interject something into that should be injected into that, because what we're looking at is zones. We're not looking at projects, future, present, past.
I appreciate that. I recognize that all industrial development is under consideration, as it should be. But if we are looking at all industrial development, and I gather revising the comprehensive plan is part of this, am I correct about that?
Yes.
Then I want to add this. This is a suggestion. A number of towns have done this. Exclude any facility that burns or processes trash, sewage sludge, or any other hazardous materials, and further enforce the prohibitions outlined in Town Code Sections 91 and 92, prohibiting the importation of any hazardous material into the town of Moreau. That should be considered as you look at the comprehensive plan. Notwithstanding any particular business, but a number of towns have done just that.
Any code that pertains to industrial property should be considered as part of the zoning, because that should be included in it.
I absolutely agree.
As to what's allowed and what's prohibited,
Well, you got away with hearing a lot less from me. Thank you.
Dominic Tom, Cedar Lane. I got prepared remarks here, but I think I can reduce them. Because I listened to the, I wasn't able to make the 116, 19 meeting. So I listened to the audio today, and I was livid over the delay or tabling, whatever you want to call it, about going out with RFPs. And now, if you can clarify, tonight, without public notice, you're extending at least the legal department's contract for the rest of 2024? Is that what I heard?
Yes. We signed it back to 2024.
Well, so now my lividness is now turned to sickening. Because you've had, even during the campaign season, you've had a lot of people that said they want to see change. And maybe some of it is vengeance because of the way biochar has been handled by the legal firm. And I'm not going to get into any of that because I think it stands on its own, and I don't want to get sued. So, you know what, I've got a list here. I call it a wish list. So I'm going to move on to that because I think there's some things in my wish list that might help besides calling for rescinding this resolution you just passed. Some of my suggestions are, and you can cut me off because it's too long because I'll come back, I'm willing to come back in a couple of weeks with the other stuff. So some of the things were, I'd like the board to do whatever is legally and financially feasible to hire an on-staff town attorney, a certified licensed professional engineer, and more full-time building inspectors. These positions would more than pay for themselves with the actions they can take in many areas for a lot less money than has been paid out. I also would request that you hire a full-time, qualified, certified water superintendent and qualified laborer. I understand two or more employees whose licenses and certifications were paid for by the taxpayers turned down the job after the former water superintendent's retirement. So I'd like to find out if they're in a position to return. There's no reason to pay someone else's superintendent $64.71 per hour, even part-time. I'll leave out my next sentence because I'll probably get in trouble. Building on that suggestion, the board must establish a policy that any misuse of taxpayer-owned property results in the immediate firing of and official misconduct charges filed against the employee. Further, find money in the budget to install GPS units in all town-owned vehicles with data reviewed periodically for infractions. Working in concert with the village or on its own, Moreau should retain a commission-based grant researcher slash writer. The person would not be on the payroll, but would make their money by retaining a small percentage of each grant received. And I've seen this done elsewhere. I'm tired of seeing and hearing all the other private and public grants received by other communities, especially the annual $10 million Downtown Revitalization Improvement Grant Program. I further ask that salaried department heads or their deputies be required to attend regular and special town board meetings, make periodic presentations on their duties, explain proposed legislation that appears on agendas, or to answer questions from the public. They should not send hourly paid workers in their places. Am I going way over my time?
I don't think you said any. These guys are nicer. They're giving you 5 minutes.
Yeah. I would say, you know what?
You have 30 seconds.
no, legit, 30 seconds.
If the so-called budget officer stipend is still in the budget, no offense to the Supervisor Fish, I would ask that that be eliminated and the money be transferred to the new hires that I mentioned. The budget officer position and stipend is a sham, was a sham from the beginning, since the public should know the bulk of the annual budget work is done by staff. I've dissected more municipal, school district, economic development agency budgets in 1 year than any elected official will do in a lifetime during my time as a reporter. So I can attest to who compiles the spending plans.
Finish it up.
Okay. I come back. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
Anybody else?
I just have one quick thing. I believe I'm right, but I might be wrong. I know you signed a contract for a year with the firm that you're currently with. And I know, or I believe, that I know you're doing month by, you have decided at first to do month by month, but am I correct, and I believe this is true, am I correct that at any point that you can, with 30 days notice, separate yourself from that firm? And
yes.
I know that's important for the public to know that.
And they can separate themselves from us if they
want
to do so.
Either party can terminate the contract without cause on 30 days.
Thank you. I think that's important for that. I think it's way easier to do it the way you are than re-upping every 30 days.
Instead of going month to month and running, you know, and stuff like that, then, of course, we've done this for the rest of the year, and if we decide or they decide, then it can be ended with a 30-day notice.
Thank you. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that. I heard saw some people go, and I...
Our side of it, and I think it's important. I think we're taking some new steps here tonight that were decided, and having legal representation is going to be important.
All right. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Good evening, gentlemen. George Padron, 19 Sisson Road. Two things just wanted to share with the board. As everyone knows, DEC issued notice of two meetings, one online, a virtual meeting, and the other being an in-person meeting at South High, both to be held February 7th and 8th. What I would love to see is everyone there to support, not support, but everyone there to share comments with DEC. It's important. They're listening. They do listen to communities and the residents of those communities. It's important for them to also listen to elected officials. When you register at one of those meetings, there's a box that indicates, or that you can indicate, that you are an elected official. They want to know who's attending these meetings. What I'm saying is that they weigh your comments very heavily. So I encourage you and urge you to attend those if you can, whether virtually or online. You can also submit comments via email. There are things that they will consider heavily. They'll think that there are things that may not have a lot of weight. Things that maybe talk about previous administrations or illegal actions or things that have nothing to do with the application or the applicant and its impact on the community. But they do want to hear from us as residents, but they also want to hear from elected officials. So I encourage and urge all of you to try to attend one of those and try to make your comments heard. The second thing I have came from a previous meeting. Someone had spoken and pointed out about the website, the town website. There was some misinformation on the town website. Someone thought that there was a project on there that at some point had been tabled or canceled and nothing really happened with it, but it was still on the town website. But it was used in a very interesting way. It was used to criticize this board and to maybe poke fun at, you know, keeping something that old on the website. So I decided to take a look myself on the town's website. I found many things that anyone would criticize, but you know what, I'm not here to do that today. I do have a packet of information that I can leave with our capable clerk and her staff that can take a look at updating that website. I'll give you an example of what's there. Pictures of the previous supervisor, contact information for people that are no longer in office, links to information on their addresses, stuff that really shouldn't be there. Why? Because they're not there. So, I understand that there's other things that are pressing the town. A website may not be the most pressing thing, but I think it's important when someone like myself who looks up information wants to contact the town, and the first thing I see is misinformation, that doesn't sit well with me. I don't know. I just don't like the optics. And I certainly don't want anyone from any other town, DEC or whoever, or a resident, poking fun or taking shots because that looks that way. So those are things that I'd like to bring up to your attention. And I'll leave the packet of information that I have. Every single page I looked at on our website, and I crossed out information that shouldn't be there, pictures that shouldn't be there, contact information perhaps that shouldn't exist there. And I'd be happy to volunteer my time, if needed, to work with someone to maybe update that. If needed and if asked, I would be happy to do so. And that's what I wanted to say. I did want to say some other things, but I don't think it's necessary. And I think what we saw, what I saw today, begins the ball rolling on righting some wrongs and closing some loopholes, as I understand them. I took a look, and I'll give you an example of what I mean. I took a look at the town code. I don't know. There was a couple of businesses that we have a lot of controls on and a lot of limitations on. Noticing, for example, a large area of residents, if a certain business wants to come into town. That didn't occur, for me at least, didn't occur because I was outside of that range. And so I wasn't ever aware that an applicant like Saratoga Biochar was, I don't know, going to be building within 1,200 feet of where I live. And now I know that. But there are other businesses that are subject to more noticing and stricter controls. I've attended planning meetings, and I've seen some of the pressure that the planning board exerts on those businesses. I didn't see the same thing for the other applicant. That's not a feeling or a guess or a gut. That's fact. I was at those meetings, and I saw how the project just ran its course. But anyway, with respect to the town code, I got curious more and more about just some of the controls, like I said, that exist on, or limitations that exist on certain types. And I'm glad that we're taking a look at it now. Thank you.
Anybody else? Wish to address the board.
I'll say this about the public comment. If your comments don't come unheard, and your remarks in the community, good ideas, and every single time you address the board, I take it as a new idea. I look at it, to Mr. Connors addressing the board to us. GPS and truck, spoke to other towns about it. You're right, a lot of towns are out of that way of following it. Grant writing, I know that's one of the skills of some applicants that we're looking at. You guys bring up valid points. The website, I'm not a website person, but you're right, it should be up to date. I will say that this has been a very busy January. It's not an excuse. It is an excuse, but it's not one that should be used, and we should get it up to date as soon as we can. We hear you, and I'm sure that the rest of the board is going to do everything that we can to address these minor ones and take your new ideas into consideration. I remember with the rec, you know, talking about, should we get security? Should we get extra staff? Should we do stuff down there to address this? Because, again, I don't think cameras are going to fix it. Having people and having us seen is going to fix it and being a part of the community. So we thank you. It's not up. I've said it before in other meetings. We're one of five residents of the community. We're just up here trying to represent you guys. So thank you.
We also, those minutes to the planning and zoning board meetings, we need to get them updated and get them out as soon as possible. We will look into that and make sure it gets done. I've heard that complaint a lot, and it's a valid complaint that needs to be addressed. So I definitely will look into that myself.
George, also, to reiterate as far as what we're talking about to get things changed, I believe I am on the data network of what's going on in that committee. So we'll do something this week to get things situated and get changed.
I do like to, thank everybody for the opportunity and suggestions and stuff. We have to remember, this is a new board, this is only our second meeting of the year. So a lot of stuff down there, I know you brought up is stuff that we have discussed amongst ourselves. Some of the ideas that you presented tonight, we're going to continue to work on those things. And we're a work in progress, but we're getting there. We do appreciate you. You're getting to us and giving us some suggestions. So thanks.
Any committee reports?
Anybody? Mine are on the agenda. I'm open. I address mine.
Good. Thank you. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.